Now, Israeli authorities have approved plans to construct over more than 1,000 new settler units in the occupied Palestinian territories. Now, according to Israeli media, the units will be built in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Minister of Military Affairs is also slated to approve hundreds more settler units for marketing. A media report suggests an extra stage will be required for the projects in larger settlements. Tel Aviv has stepped up settlement expansion in the occupied territories in recent months with a strong support from the U.S. All of those settlements are illegal under international law. Israel has rejected international calls to stop constructing more such settlements. From London, joining me now is Kamal Hawash, who is vice chair with Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Great to see you, sir. Israel is still defying international calls to stop settlement expansion. More and more settler units are getting the go-ahead to be built on occupied Palestinian land.
Well, first of all, as you said, they're all illegal settlements. For an occupying power to move its citizens into occupied territory is a war crime. There is a file that the Palestinians have submitted to the International Criminal Court about settlements, which hopefully will bring some Israeli leaders to face that court. It's also not the only announcement. They also announced that there would be 20,000 units, I think, in Jerusalem. So this is Israel thinking it's got carte blanche from the Americans to continue settlement expansion. And we should remember as well that what is called the nation state law that was passed last month sees Jewish only settlements as what they call a national value. So this is an apartheid state, a racist state that is continuing to build illegally and to act illegally.
And why should the U.S. talk about a two-state solution, for example, and peace with Palestinians, between Palestinians and Israelis, and at the same time supporting settlement expansion on the part of Israel?
Well, no, I mean, the Americans certainly aren't talking about a two-state solution. The Israelis definitely aren't. They never have. They're trying to divert attention from the West Bank and Jerusalem, which they believe, they think, Donald Trump has taken off the table, but the Palestinians reject this. In fact, almost all other countries reject this. And they think that what might come out is a Palestinian state in Gaza. Well, that's not going to be acceptable to the Palestinian people. So the actions of the Israelis are undoubtedly going to just prolong the conflict, because it is only when there is a just solution to the conflict that it will end. And building on someone else's land, as I said, which is a series of war crimes, is hardly going to bring peace to that region.
Okay, I appreciate your comments. Kamal Hawash, Vice Chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, joining us from London.